In this bulletin, hundreds of people flock to Uluru in a last-ditch attempt to climb it before a ban kicks in. Police confirm 39 bodies found in a truck in England are Chinese nationals. And an award-winning journalist invited to speak in Australia denied a visa. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Hundreds of people have travelled to Uluru in a last-ditch attempt to climb it before a ban kicks in. Strong winds prevented the climb from being opened on schedule early this morning, but was reopened at around 10 a.m. A ban on climbing the sacred Indigenous rock, a move made out of respect for the local Aboriginal people, is due to start today at 4 p.m. It's thought the scarring from millions of pairs of feet walking up the rock for decades could take hundreds of years to erode. Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken White says he's disappointed by the number of people rushing to climb in the rock before the ban kicks in. The Native Title Council CEO Jamie Lowe says he hopes the ban will open up more national dialogue about Indigenous issues. Labor has referred Energy Minister Angus Taylor to New South Wales Police over accusations he used an allegedly forged document to score political points. The accusations stem from a letter Mr Taylor sent to Sydney Lord and Bear Clover Moore in September, criticising her council for what he termed excessive air travel expenses and failing to make what he called a meaningful contribution to reducing Australia's emissions. It was later revealed the so-called excessive travel expenses Mr Taylor cited were $15 million higher than what the council actually spent. Mr Taylor was repeatedly quizzed about this discrepancy during question time in Parliament yesterday, but refused to respond with anything more than a one-word denial. He knew the figures were wrong. The creation or knowing use of a forged document in an attempt to influence a public duty is punishable under New South Wales law by up to 10 years in prison. A British university professor says the deaths of 39 Chinese nationals in a truck container are the result of tough border controls. Authorities have begun the process of moving the bodies, which were found earlier this week east of London. Detectives are still questioning the 25-year-old truck driver from Northern Ireland on suspicion of murder. University of Birmingham Professor Nando Sigona says the discovery is not a surprising fact, given the refugee crisis and the limited opportunities for migrants to reach parts of Europe.
These are all victims of the way that the border operates. It's a victim of a very aggressive border politics, of the closure of the migration routes. So some people may end up dying on a boat crossing the Mediterranean. Other people may die in the back of a lorry, frozen. But it's the same sort of system that produced those tragic deaths.
An award-winning Cameroonian journalist invited to speak about media freedom at a conference in Brisbane today has been denied a visa by Australian authorities. Mimi Mefo, who was due to give the keynote address at the Integrity 20 conference, she says she was told in correspondence Australian authorities weren't satisfied her employment and financial situation provided enough incentive to leave Australia once the event was over. Integrity 20 says it's extremely disappointed. Agriculture ministers are meeting in Melbourne to discuss a range of issues, including drought relief and agriculture, climate change strategy and animal welfare. Federal Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie and Drought Minister David Littleproud are meeting with counterparts from all states and territories. Senator McKenzie says it's important all ministers are on the same page on matters affecting the sector.
There are some challenges in certain states at the moment, but being able to come together across political divides, across state and territory divides, to work out how we can best assist agriculture to grow and develop in this country is something we're all incredibly passionate
Let's
about.
Let's look at tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth, 28, 19 in Adelaide with a possible shower. Much the same for Melbourne, 17 showers for Hobart as well, 16. Windy in Canberra, 19. Sunny in Wollongong, 27. Much the same for Sydney, 32. 34 in Newcastle, sunny as well. Much the same for Brisbane, 30. Cloudy in Cairns, 30 degrees and 32 degrees for Darwin with a possible shower or storm. Peggy Giacomelos with you for SBS News.